At 34, Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin became the world's youngest leader when she burst onto the political scene in 2019. She headed a coalition of five parties, all led by women. But after a tight election race, the leader of the conservative NCP party, Petteri Orpo, looks set to be the next Finnish Prime Minister. Let's talk now to a correspondent with Finland's national broadcaster, Petteri Raivio, who's on the line. Petteri, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. So it was a tight race, but in the end, Sanna Marin, I think on her first electoral outing as leader, just fell short.
She fell short, although she managed to increase the vote share of her party, the Social Democrats. But the opposition, two opposition parties, two conservative parties, managed to increase their share even more. So, as you said, the National NCP party came in first, and the Finns party came in second, and Sanna Marin's party is now on third place, and it looks quite safe to say that she will no longer be prime minister after these coalition talks are over.
She'll no longer be prime minister, but is it possible the Social Democrats could be back in government as part of a new coalition arrangement?
Well, right now it looks a bit unlikely, but it's not impossible. It is possible that the first two parties will not be able to make a deal that will work out for both of them, and they will need other parties to complement, to get enough seats in parliament. So we have nine parties in parliament, in the Finnish parliament, and you need at least three or four to get a majority. So it's not going to be an easy thing to do to put up a coalition.
Now, of course, Sanna Marin had ruled out doing any kind of a deal with the nationalist right-wing Finns party, but the NCP, who are in the driving seat, will they be talking to the Finns? Might they be bringing them on board?
They will most certainly start talking with the Finns, and neither party has excluded the other before the election. So it's a possible scenario to have these two in the same government, but the question is, who else will they get to come on board? Mm-hmm. And that is like the bigger question. And we have a bunch of smaller parties, and one of them now said today that they will not be in government anymore because they lost out very badly, and so it might be a bit tricky to get a coalition together.
Stay with us, Petteri, because our listeners will recall that following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Finland applied to join NATO, setting aside decades of military neutrality. And NATO's General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg has been speaking about this today, confirming that Finland will officially become a member of the alliance tomorrow.
Every nation has the right to choose own path. It's not for Moscow to decide who is going to be a member of NATO or not. It's for the applicant countries and for NATO to decide. And this is very clearly demonstrated here at the NATO headquarters tomorrow when we raise the Finnish flag and finalize the Finnish accession process.
Jens Stoltenberg, well, I mean, clearly, Petteri, the accession of Finland to NATO is really, I mean, a development of historic importance, isn't it, for your country?
Yes, there was a big, big shift in public opinion following Russia's invasion of Ukraine a little over a year ago. It used to be that the majority of Finns thought that joining NATO would not be necessary, that Finland can take care of its own defense. But it all changed, you could say it changed overnight. Support for NATO membership went up, you know, above 80%, just like that. And the political leadership followed, and Finland applied. There was a relatively long process, about a year-long process of you know, first negotiating about membership, and then we had a bit of a delay with Turkey and Hungary ratifying the Finnish application, but now they have done that, and now it's all set for tomorrow's ceremony in Brussels.
And for the incoming government, what's that going to mean for its defense policy?
They are going to have to decide what kind of a NATO member Finland wants to be. If we want to have bases in Finland, if we want to take part in operations, for example, in the Baltics, they have an air policing mission. How much to spend on defense. Finland has, well, NATO has a 2% GDP target of spending on defense, and right now Finland meets it because Finland is buying new fighter jets, but we don't know for how long. So maybe a few years from now it will go down to 1.5 or so. So all these kinds of questions will come up.
Petri, a very full in tray if whoever forms the next Finnish government, but we thank you very much for that. Petri Raivio there, speaking to us from Finland.